So tonight is our third shiur on the sugya of Tipas Chalav. 2 weeks ago we began a chance to sort of take in the sugya as a whole. Last week we had a chance to focus on those parts of the sugya that drive Se'if Aleph, those parts of the sugya that drive the discussion of Basar falling into Chalav. And that was sort of the bottom of Kuf Chesam and Aleph on the top of Kuf Chesam and Beis. And now we want to focus on the parts of the sugya that drive Se'if Beis and maybe even Se'if Gimel. And that is the reverse case, the case of the Mishnah of Chalav falling into Basar. So let's begin. We're looking at the Mishnah and looking at some of the Gemara towards the end of the sugya. And then we'll turn our attention to Sif Beis. We'll see where it takes us. We'll see Sif Beis is a long sif. We can sort of cut it into segments. It's cut into up to five segments. So let's get rolling. Going back to the top, going back to the Mishnah, Tipas Chalav Shenafel Al Chaticha. A drop of milk falls on a chaticha, a drop of milk falls onto a piece of meat. Yeshba b'nosin tam b'osta chaticha aser. If there's enough, a large enough drop of milk, a small enough chaticha of meat, that's not so diluted, that there is tam chalav in the basar, which again, as we saw, in principle means you would have a nachri kafela would actually come and taste it and tell you, give it his opinion. Is there any milky taste, any dairy taste to the meat or not? In the absence of that, of a kafela, you would instead look at the numbers. Is there a ratio 1 to 6 in terms of volume? Ashkenazim will always do that. So al kalpanim, a drop of milk falls on a piece of meat. So let's figure out, is the milk batel in the meat, or is the milk no sin tam in the meat? If it's no sin tam in the meat, aser. But if it's such a small tipa of chalav, such a large chaticha of basar, at not no sin tam, so then the chaticha is mutter. The milk obviously is gone, the milk dissolved, and the meat, kosher. That's the ratio of the Mishnah. Then the Mishnah says, near es hakedera, if you stir the pot, what pot? So apparently, the ratio was not a piece of meat just on a plain plate. The ratio was a piece of meat within a pan of other pieces of meat and gravy and so forth. And the first, in the ratio, the milk only spread through that piece of meat. But if near es hakedera, if you mix it, so then, if you mix it, then you have to figure out not. Then you're not looking. Then you assume because you mixed it, the milk evenly spread throughout the pot, and therefore, instead of just looking, is there enough meat to move out to the milk? I want to see if there is enough everything in the pot to move out to the milk. So that's the second case is much more kal. And now, again, we already began to see over the last 2 weeks, the Gemara introduced a central theme. And the Gemara is a theme of Efshel Lasachta, or of Chanan, Chaticha Nasas Nevela. So right away, you look at this Gemara, you look at the Mishnah, and you're thinking, well, what do you mean? You stirred the milk fell into the piece of meat? So now the piece is not such a big piece of meat. So it's enough milk to get around, to make impact, to be tasteable. It's a problem. But then, if I go ahead and I stir it, so now I redistributed the milk evenly among the whole pot, now it becomes mutter. Really? So that would make a lot of sense if you said, Ein chaticha nasas. No, you said, Efshel Lasachto mutter. So you said, yeah, and that's what the Mishnah sounds like often. Efshel Lasachto mutter. Originally, the one piece of meat was treif, because it was pretty heavily saturated with milk. But then, once I start stirring, and then I spread the milk among all the other pieces of meat also, so now it's all diluted, so all the pieces are kosher. That's what it sounds like. Unless there's so much milk, it's going to be no sin tam of the whole kedera. So that what's going on? Could that be? That sounds like Efshel Lasachto Mutter. So the Gemara understands that's not necessarily the pshat. And that's not necessarily the pshat. The Gemara Ray presented in the bottom of Kuf Ches Amud Aleph, this we saw last week, that Gemara, the big machlokas Amram 3:3. Rav Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yochanan say, Efshal Zach to Aser, Shmuel, Rabbi Shimon Bar Rabbi, Rish Lakish say, Mutter. And again, the first side has two winning names, Rabbi Yochanan and Rav in the area of Yisrael Heter. So it's not surprising that we pass an Efshal Zach to Aser. But then how do you make sense of our Mishnah? So let's take a look in the Gemara. Towards the end of Kuf Ches Amud Beis. Kuf Ches Amud Beis. 4. Around 15 lines from the bottom of Kuf Ches Amud Beis. The line ends with the word Atzmo. Gemara says, Efshel Lo Sachto Atzmo Tanai. The very concept of Efshel Lo Sachto is a Machlokas HaTanam. We already said it's Machlokas Amram. It's also Machlokas HaTanam. How so? Because we have it's a machlokas, not in the Mishnah, machlokas in a Braisa, in a Tosafta. The Mishnah talks about, the Tosafta talks about the following. Tipas chal shenafal achaticha. Okay, so far so good, sounds like the Mishnah. Tipas chal. So kemen shenasna tam b'chaticha, once there's enough milk to give flavor to the piece of meat, to the chaticha. Chaticha atzma nasas nevela. Chaticha becomes, chaticha nasas nevela. There you go, chanan. Ve'oseras kol chatichas kulan. And goes on to make all the other pieces treif too. Mepnei shehein mina. Because it's min b'mino. And that's what we had seen last week, was the position of Rav. Those two shitos, chanan and min b'mino l'batel. And here it's ascribed to the Tana of Yehuda, dear Rabbi Yehuda. Chacham disagree. Chacham say, neh. It's not going to be usher just because there was enough milk to give tam to that one piece of meat. So that one piece of meat becomes treif, and then it goes on to give its treif of flavor to everything else. And it's all usher. I don't care about the ratio, because once the basar of the first chatichah becomes treif, so it's gonna treif up all the other pieces of meat, because min b'min l'batel chamsi. Now they go to the other extreme. That it's all, nothing is treif unless there's enough milk to give flavor to the whole potful. Achetiten tam berotev uva kippa uva chatichas. Nothing is treif unless there's a large enough amount of milk fell in, sufficient to give flavor to the rotev, to the gravy, and to the kippa, the little bits of meat, those juicy morsels, and the chatichas, the real pieces, the whole potful. So that's the machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham. Okay. Sounds simple. But the Gemara, the Brice is going to break it out into two cases, and the Gemara is going to end up breaking it out into three cases. Again, Rabbi Yehuda is very machmer, chamer very mekel. Right? Chamer ve'meikel sounds like nothing's aser unless the milk is nos in tam b'chol ha'kadir. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, there's going to be an aser as soon as the milk is nos in tam of the first chaticha. And not only that, but then, already, there's a step two where it forbids everything else. So Chacham are talking about all the flavor spreads out evenly. And Rabbi Yehuda says, so we know, the first piece becomes aser because of chanan, and then min b'mino makes everything else treif. So what's the case? So here's where it gets a little tricky. You have a machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham, they're presumably talking about the same case. Right? Then the Tana Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, so he says, well, there are really two cases, and I hold the Rabbi Yehuda in case A, I hold the Rabbi Chacham in case B. So before we even get to what A and B are, we'll see in a moment, that what that means is, Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda argue in both cases. Like imagine you said, I hold like Rabbi Yehuda if it's meat, I hold like Chacham if it's chicken. That's not what they're going to say, but just imagine. So that means Rabbi Yehuda holds the sheet to both by meat and by chicken. Rabbi Yehuda is machmer both by meat and by chicken. Chacham are makel by both meat and chicken. And Rabbi Yehuda is saying, I think we should machmer like Rabbi Yehuda by meat. We should makel Chacham by chicken. If you say nirin divrei Rabbi Yehuda In this case, Nirvan Dirvan Rabbi, in that case, that means they're really arguing about both cases. What are the two cases? Take a look. Amar Rabbi. Seven lines from the bottom of Kuf Chesam and Beis. Yehuda Nasi said, Nirin Divir Rabbi Yehuda B'Shalo Nir, B'Shalo Kisa. Rabbi Yehuda, who's the big machmer, I hold, Yehuda Nasi says, I accept his opinion in a case you didn't stir and you didn't cover. Remember the missionary told us that if you stir, then you can get spread the flavor more broadly. So Yehuda Nasi says, well, if you didn't stir and you didn't put the lid on the pot, which apparently is the equivalent of stirring, you see from this brisa, because that allows all the flavors to mingle instead of getting the gravy, the liquid gravy, you know, over the top of the meat by stirring. You put the lid on the pot again, and it's still on the fire, so it's gonna you won't have the liquid coursing over, but you'll have the steam coursing over. So if it was low near velokis, if you didn't mix and you didn't put the lid on, so then we should machlok Yehuda. But divrei chachamim, Rabbi Nasi says, I think we should follow the Chacham Lahakil b'shenir v'kis, if you did put the lid on. So, okay. Now, let's try to figure this out. So let's start from the end. We'll go back to the beginning. So we honestly would like to hold of the Chachamim in a case of nir v'kis. Okay, so I understand that, I think. And if you mix it, then you're mixing all the flavors. Yes, it makes sense. You say it to the Chachamim. That then the milk got distributed more broadly across the whole pot, then it's only usher if the milk is enough, it's sufficient, adequate milk to give time to the whole pot. If you didn't stir, so then the piece of meat is by itself. So the milk isn't going anywhere, it just sinks in the piece of meat. So as soon as you have enough milk to give time to that one chaticha, the chaticha becomes usher. Right? It sounds logical. The problem is, Yehuda had said that the first piece becomes treif, okay, lo nir, lo kisa, that one first piece becomes treif, but then it makes everything else treif. Well, how does that happen? If the first piece is isolated, so it's isolated.
Yeah, so how isolated can it be in a pot? I mean, if you're cooking, I don't know, soup or stew or something, everything is mixed in there.
Very good. So the truth is, that's the way someone thinks about in our Mishnah, right? Why did our Mishnah say, you see from the Sefer of the Mishnah that it's not just a piece of meat in a pot by itself, it's in a piece of meat in a pot with other stuff. So why are you assuming that if you didn't stir, and that's the implication of the Mishnah, then the milk just spreads throughout that one piece of meat? So you're touching an important point.
Was that the Machlokas Rashi and Tosafot? What kind of case?
Exactly. So the top Tosafot Kuf Chesam and Aleph makes the following point. Top Tosafot says, and this whole scenario, and that speaks to Mr. Carr's point. Tosa says, look, the whole scenario, how could it be that, why would the milk only spread into one piece of meat? But it's in the chalent. Well, one piece of meat sticking out of the chalent. One meatball sticking out of the gravy. Half out of the gravy. So the milk falls in that one meatball. So why doesn't it spread to everything else? It's still in the gravy. So the Tosa says, what you said, says you're right. Tosa says, if the meatball is half sticking out of the gravy and the milk falls in it, then it's going to go into the meat, it'll go straight into the gravy, go to everything else. The gravy conducts, conducts electricity, the gravy conducts time. The Tosafot is of the opinion that the only time that when the milk falls on the chaticha, it remains isolated just in that chaticha is when there's real isolation, when there's no liquid medium. How could that be? The Tosafot says, Tosa says it must be that you have this chaticha, this meatball or this slice that the milk fell on is totally out of the gravy.
But how is it getting cooked if it's out of the gravy?
Okay. So here you have a piece of meat, and here you have another piece of meat. There's a piece of meat that's sticking half out of the gravy, then on top of that is our piece of meat. Something like this.
So again, how is our piece of meat going to get cooked if it's
I guess there's still heat coming from down below. But it's an unusual case.
Even if it's cooking the piece of meat, will that milk in that meat get absorbed by the other? The question is also that milk, that will that milk from that meat then get trans decompose into everything else in the pot.
So it won't, because there's no liquid medium.
Right, so that's how you can get out of it.
Right, and that's the idea.
You need near in order to mix it.
Correct,
that's
correct.
The difference between the ratio and the safety of the Mishnah.
Correct, correct. That's the approach of Tosfos. And this, by the way, is a source for an idea that we've already come across, and it will come up again, Mir Hashem. And Ein HaBalua Yotzei B'lo Rotev. That if you have something that absorbed, an absorbed flavor only emerges if there's some sort of liquid or greasy medium. That's why, again, I think we touched on this in the past, that's the theory behind double wrap food, and they put it in a tray for oven. So the idea is that the flavor is not going to jump from one piece of foil to the next piece of foil if it's dry in between. Even if the first, the outer foil absorbs the trefa flavor from the trefa oven, but it's not going to, the flavor can't then jump from the outer foil to the inner foil unless there's rotev. The foil itself is not a piece of tarfus. The outer foil was bolea trefa flavor. And a bolea say below rotev. One of the sources might be this very Mishnah. The milk lands on the top piece. So, and the top piece is touching the next piece. Why doesn't that? Everything's hot. Why isn't the flavor transferred? The answer is because we're not worried about the meat. We're worried about the, or are we? We're worried about the tam chalav. The tam chalav is not going to transfer at all unless there's rotem. So that's the position of Tosfos. Rashi disagrees. They think Rashi disagrees, but maybe largely Rashi in the previous parak. Rashi here is not so clear exactly what the case is. Tosfos of the opinion, again, it may be based largely in Rashi's earlier, that even if you have a piece that's half in, half out, still, if it's not fully submerged, the chalav lands in it, it's not going to then transfer. Difficult to understand why. So coming back. So we have the Mishnah. We have a Tosefta here in Kufchesim of Days. Coming back from the Mishnah, Kufchesim after the Tosefta, Kufchesim of Days. The Tosefta said the milk falls on the Chaticha. Maybe it spreads and maybe it doesn't spread. Machlokas. If Yehuda holds of both, Yehuda Nasi holds of both. Sometimes it spreads and sometimes it doesn't spread. Ah, okay. And that's how we're going to paskin. By the way, we're going to paskin like Yehuda Nasi. So the question, what's the case? So he said, look, the fact that the Chachamim say, it spreads evenly throughout everything, okay, it's near Vakisa, I understand, you mixed it, so you redistribute it evenly. Okay, I understand why Rabbi Hanasi accepts the Chachamim's cool in that case. And on the other hand, the Tanya of Yehuda, he says, no, it just sets into that one piece. You need that the first chaticha itself should be large enough to move out to why? Well, below near, below kisa. Okay, so that's exactly what our Mishnah said also. But again, the sticky part, let's take a look in the Gemara. Amar Rebbe, near and dear Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda also thinks we should be machmal like Rebbe Yehuda, that you need to be able to move out to the milk within the single chaticha. But below near, below kisa. If you didn't stir, you didn't put the lid on, so the flavor is just spreading throughout that piece of meat. Okay. And the Chacham, we should be making the Chachamim, the Yimavalta, the milk against all the contents of the pot, not just the one Chatich, but if you didn't put on the lid, or you did stir. The guy says, 1 second, what do you mean, lo nir of a lokisa? Hold like a Yehuda of lo nir lokisa. Ilema lo nir klav lokisa klav. Option number one, I said that, again, the Tipat Chav is going to break down into three cases. Case number one is lo nir v'lo kisa klal. The milk falls on the one chaticha and that's it. No, there's no motion. There's no stirring. That's a very nice case. But mivla bala mivla topalat. What's going to happen, as our Mishnah said, is that if it's lo nir v'lo kisa klal, there was no stirring at all, then the milk just sets into one piece and stays there. It doesn't go anywhere. There's no stage two, which is very nice. That's what our Mishnah said. But that's not what the Braisa said. Yehuda said, first the first piece becomes Aser, and then Chanan, it Asers everything else. What Chanan? Why Chanan? Linear Velochis is nothing driving the flavor to anything else. So obviously, even Yehuda must be talking about a case of Nir Vakisa. I, but Rebbe said, near in Dvar Bishalo near Velokisa. So the Gemara explains, no, we don't mean Lo near Velokisa, Klal. That's case one. That's not what the Bryce is talking about. We're talking about case two. Lo near Betchila Ela Basof. You didn't start stirring right away. Lo near Velokisa at the outset. But obviously later on you stirred. Meaning that you have a two-stage episode. First, the milk falls on one chaticha. And you gave it a couple of seconds, a couple of minutes. And the milk sells into that one chaticha. Oh, now the chaticha is treif. If you have just left it alone, that one chaticha will be treif, and the else will be kosher. But then you go and you're near basof. Lo near betchila, but near basof. Lo kisa betchila, but kisa basof. So then you create a two-stage story. Now act two, now you already had this chanan dikat one treif for chaticha, as Yehuda said. Then you start stirring. You took a treif, a piece of meat, and then you stirred it, so now everything else is treif too. Then the Gemara says, wow, what's the problem? Amai habova palat. So I understand. So, okay, initially the chaticha was treif, but then you stirred, so now you redistributed the milk, so now it's all batel. So I says, yeah, kasav ashal sachta also. That's exactly the point. Rabbi Yehuda, time Yehuda said, chaticha atmanas is nevela, ashal sachta. See, even though you redistributed the flavor, but this first piece already became treif. It's treif a basar. As long as it's traveling, as we said last time, ifshal afrido, if there's no milk traveling at all, then it's not a problem. That's why lo nir lo kisa klal doesn't ask for other chatichas. But once the first piece became treif, chaticha nas nevel, when you stir it, so yet you're redistributing the milk. There's very little milk traveling, but there's plenty of tambasa traveling. Okay, so that is the first case. And then the Gemara asks us a side question. Do you mean to tell me that the Tanur, so the Rabbi Yehuda Nasi only accepts Rabbi Yehuda. We don't accept Rabbi Yehuda. We're applying Chanan in a case where you low near Batchila. Meaning Rabbi Yehuda himself will be Machmir in a case where you were near Batchila. What's wrong? You're mixing right from the start. So the Gemara says it sounds like a Gzeir Drabanan. Yehuda's worried. Maybe he didn't do such a good job of mixing. Okay, but we're not worried about that. We do accept if you were talking Menayer Batchila, that's case three we're about to get to, then it would be mutter like the Chachamim. That's what the Gemara goes on. The Gemara goes on to say. Case three is near Bitchila Vatsof. Omar Mar. Divrei Chacham kishenir v'kisa. What do you mean? Tana Rabbi Yehuda Anasi accepts Chacham near v'kisa. What do you mean near v'kisa? You mean just near basof and near b'tchil? No, that was already case two. That's when Ha'amar's near in Divrei Rabbi Yehuda b'ha. That's where he held Rabbi Yehuda. Ella near v'kisa means near mitchila v'yatzo. Kisa mitchila v'yatzo. Chacham themselves hold even near basof alone is not a problem because they hold efshel asachto mutter. So there you have it. Number one is the Gemara wants to say, this is why we called the Braisa to begin with, that Efshel Asachto is really a Machlokas HaTanan. The Gemara tries to give a different approach, ultimately backs out. Lamaisa, we say, this is a Machlokas HaTanan. Machlokas Rehuda Chachamim is whether Efshel Asachto Mutter, Efshel Asachto Aser. Rehuda is quite clear. Chaticha Nasa Nevela. And that's why Efshel Asachto Aser. And that's why, again, Efshel Asachto, again, let's organize. We have three cases, three sub-cases of Tipas Chal. Tipas Chal falls on Basar. And now it spritz Yipareid L'Shlosha Roshim. Milk falls onto a piece of meat. Then what happens? Three sub-cases. Either it stays in that one piece of meat and you don't stir at all, or you let it sit there and then near Basof, or case three, you start stirring right away. So if you start stirring right away, so there's going to be instant redistribution. Right? Again, Tanur of Yehuda is worried maybe you didn't do such a good job of stirring. Okay, but we pass out the Chacham. No, you stirred well, you stirred well. So you stirred well. That's, again, the safe of our Mishnah also. You stirred well. So it never had a chance to sink in to the first chaticha, it immediately got redistributed evenly across all the pieces. So as long as you have shishim in the whole pot, connected the one drop of milk, you're good. That's case three. Near mitchila v'ad sof. The middle case, let's go to the other extreme. The first case of lo nir v'lo kisa klal. Okay, so the milk falls on the first piece of meat. The first piece of meat may become treif if the meat is small enough, the milk is big enough, but then it doesn't spread. That was the ratio of our Mishnah. And that's not even a machlokas hatana. As we said, no, that's not even machlokas. Machlokas hatana is case three, near betchila itself, and case two, where lo near betchila, but near basof. Where you initially let the milk settle into the first chaticha, and then you restir it. So the Chacham said, "Afshal asachta mutter." You restirred, you redistributed, now it's kosher. But Rabbi Yehuda says, and that's how we paskin, no, Chanan! Once the first piece becomes treif, and then you stir it, you're on near basof. So the first piece became treif, and then it made everything else treif. The Tanya of Yehuda happens to hold, we as we discussed last week, we are paskin this way. The Tanya of Yehuda, though Rashi might paskin this way, the Tanya of Yehuda holds mimamino is usser. So, you know, it's not even a question of shishim. Okay. Let's take a look now with that in mind, that again, and with the sugi in mind, we're going to turn to Shulchan Aruch. Let's recap one last time. The Mishnah introduces the case of the tipas chalafoy onto the one chaticha, which in turn is part of a larger kedera. And from the outset, machlokas Rashi and Tosas, what do you mean a chaticha which is separate within a kedera? The Tosas thinks the only time that the chaticha is considered to be separate if it's fully out of the water, it's sitting on an island. You have one chaticha is half out of the liquid. That's the island, and then this chaticha is on top of the island. That's Tosas. And Rashi says, no, even the island itself. The chaticha, which is half in, half out, if milk falls on it, it'll just stay within that one piece. Okay, so whatever the case of tipas chal is, then you go into your three cases. Lo near at all, or near basof b'nap b'tchila, or near b'tchila v'ad sof. Yeah.
How's the Gemara know the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is regarding the first piece versus the other piece? If you read straight the Chachamim Shita, it almost makes it seem like it's not the first piece they're concerned about. They're worrying about the other pieces. So if you're worried about the other pieces and not worried about the first piece, then you can still hold the Chachamim hold after the Softo is still usser. And it's just that that piece is always usser, but the other pieces are. The question of the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim is, what do you do with the other pieces? Do the other pieces become usher also or not? Because the Chachamim say, ad shetitein tam marota uvekifa uvechatikos, meaning the other pieces.
Yeah, no, but in other words, the Chacham wants ad shetitein means that the tipas chalav is nosen tam, right? Because Rabbi Yehuda had said, tipas chalav shenafla kemesh shenasa tam b'chaticha. So the verb nasna in Rehuda clearly is a reference. The subject of the verb is the tipas chalav. Is the tipas chalav be no sin tam into the first chaticha? So when the chacham say ad shetitein, they also by parallelism mean the tipas chalav has to give tam to all the contents of the pot. So that's clearly a rejection of afshel sof to aser. Because what do you care whether...
You can't say there's a middle ground case of...
There could be a middle ground case.
Usser, but everything else is mutter, so you still hold Efshel Softo's usser, because this piece is still usser. You can't get rid of the isser in the first piece that the milk fell on, but the other pieces wouldn't be usser because it's made of
amino. I don't know that anyone is saying that. Well, let's see how the Rishonim unpack it.
Okay.
Let's see how Rishonim break it. The Shulchan Aruch here in Sif Beis, again, Sif Aleph was Basar and Techalav. Now Sif Beis is Chalav and Tebasar. Shulchan Aruch is using the language of the Rambam, as the Be'er Agola points out, Oz Gimel, Lashon Rambam Sham, based on the Mishnah. And then the Ramah is going to comment more. So let's take a look. Sif Beis, Nafal. As I said before, I think the Sif Beis, Mechab Ramah, really breaks into potentially into sort of five segments. But let's see. We already discussed, we saw in this in the Gemara already, Tipas Chalav comes in three sub-cases. Right, lo near at all, near Levasof, and near Mitchil Vasof. So let's see how the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam of Shulchan Aruch unpack it. Nafachav is Socha Basar, Sikhdeir Shal Basar, Nachamol, Sivbeis, Nafachav is Sikhdeir Shal Basar, milk falls into Paramit, So we instruct the kfela to taste the piece of meat upon which the milk fell. Again, obviously assuming what the Mishnah makes clear, it fell into a single chaticha. If even that initial piece doesn't have a tamchal, such a small drop of milk, so then obviously you don't get to square, you don't get to first base. Even the initial chaticha is kosher, so everything is kosher. Okay. But if the first chaticha does have a milky flavor, then nestra osa chaticha. So that piece becomes treif. And at this point, shach and sivka and dalit quotes the machlokas Rashi in the Ri. Poskin v'atura quote the machlokas Rashi Ri. The Ri holds dafka shakol chaticha chutzro. The only one the piece upon which the piece which catches the milk is totally out of the liquid. Chaticha shetachta ketzas chutzro. It has an island underneath it. This piece, top piece, is totally it. But if mixes the berota, the rotev is going to the resicha mixes everything. And Rashi says no. If it mixes the berota, in a common star of the vatalachov. And he says that the vast majority of later rishonim follow the Ri, chindat kol achronim and the Maharshal and so on and so forth. Okay, almost everyone follows the Ri. That's what Shach says. Sivka and Dal. Fine. And the Rama adds, what we had seen in the past also. Lididane and Sobchan Agai, Bain and Shishin Bechatichim, Lav Kulasur. Okay. And the Rambam and Machaber follow Medin and the Gemara that you can use Kefela. Minig Ashkenaz, we never use Kefela, we always insist on Shishin. So the Abu Ashkenaz would say this is if the piece of meat, the initial Chaticha, is 60 times as large as Tibas Chalav, so that even the initial piece is kosher, therefore obviously everything else stays kosher too. But if not, if you don't have bitul b'shishim of the tipa within the first chaticha, then the chaticha becomes treif. And then, here goes the next segment. U misharin bekula. So what do we do now beyond the first chaticha? How about the rest of the contents? So Rambam goes on to say, look, you have to look at the whole thing. In Haya Dechol Mashesh B'Kedera, Chatichas, Yerek, Marak, Tavlin, all the contents of the pot, not just the meat, other pieces of meat, and the vegetables, and the broth, and the flavoring, Kedeshi, Tehe Chatichazu, Echad Mishisha, Mehakol, Chatichas, Surah Shamotar. Ah! So then he says, in terms of the rest, want to see is the first chaticha, which is treif, chanan, is it batel b'shishim and the rest of the contents of the pot. At this point, we're not differentiating to other pieces of meat and the gravy, because again, the flavor spreads everywhere. Now, why are we asking for shishim? So he explains, amed var amurim, b'shalonir ha-kader mitchila, kishnav ha-chalel vaso, v'lo kisa. Ah, so here we're talking about the middle, to the second case, right? Of lo nir betchil, but nir basof. So nir basof, so that's how it's this two-stage problem. Like the first chaticha already became aser, and then you decide to mix. So now, again, consistent with what the Shulchan Aruch said in Sif Aleph, that we do accept chanan, but we do not accept mimamina lo batal. So the fact, if it's a two-stage situation, there is going to be an amplified problem, because if the milk would have spread everywhere right away, it would have been batel. But it wasn't batel. Initially, just spread into the piece of one piece of meat, so it wasn't batel. And then chanan now amplifies, multiplies its power, because even if the contents of the pot are large enough to wipe out the tam chalav, they're not necessarily large enough to wipe out the basar, which is much larger. But again, the Tana of Yehuda said everything is aser. Period. He didn't mention shishim. Why? Because he holds mimimim lo batal. But we don't paskim mimimim lo batal. So consistent with what we said in Sif Aleph, in Sif Beis also. Yes, we say chanan, but that means you need not only shishim or kidei levatal hatam keneged hacholav, now you need shishim against the basar, and shishim specifically, even according to the mechaber, because there's no room for a kefela. This is the same tam, exactly what the Gemara had said in the source for kefela. from Tzadi Zayin. And the Gemara said, sometimes you use Taima or Kvela, sometimes you use Shishim. When do you use Shishim? If it's Min Bimino, the Lekal make him a Taima. If it's Trefa beef and kosher beef, so there's nothing to taste. So then you have to use Shishim. So that's what the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch are saying. The Tipas Chalav, the Tipas Chalav, number one, the first initial Chaticha becomes Aser, unless the milk is bottled within that single chaticha. And then, he says, what about everything else? Well, if near Levasov, the second of three cases, the Shulchan Aruch gives that case first, so then that's the worst case. Because now it's a two-stage situation, and now you're going to be basically Shishim squared in order to save everything. So far, so good? So that's the Shulchan Aruch starts with the middle. Then he says, the next piece of Shulchan Aruch, we have to see segment three, if it divides into five segments. Segment three is from the picking up from the Shach of the Oshei. Avalim near b'tchila v'yotzov, o shekisa b'shas nefila v'yotzov. If it's near v'kisa mitchila v'atzov, then hakol mitzarev levatel tam hachol. So they never had a chance to sink in to the first piece of meat and trafe that up with better odds, with better numbers. No! Near v'kisa mitchil v'atzof, right away, as soon as the milk falls, immediately you start mixing, either because you're mixing with a spoon near or because you put on a lid. That's the equivalent of mixing. And we'll come to the fact that kisa matters, well, we'll come back to the Siman Tzadi Gimel as well. They start talking about the kashrus of potlids. But we raise here, kisa is the equivalent of nir. The Mishnah didn't say, but the Tosefta did. Tosefta and Amad Beis did. So if nir mitchil atzov, kisa mitchil atzov, so then I just need then I have much better ratios I'm working with, much more favorable ratios. As long as I could, as long as there's not enough milk to give time to the whole pot, or in Ashkenazi terms, if there's shishim in the contents of the whole pot can have a tipas chalav, which is a lot easier to get than shishim in the chaticha can have a tipas chalav, mutter, near mitchila v'atzof. Near mitchila v'adzof. Now the Ramah, at the end, let's skip a few lines. The chenim near mitchila okisa miyad, afagav delo near v'lo kisa l'vasof, kol akeder mitzdarif. Rama basically says, you see in the parenthesis, I tell you, this is the Marib and Chaviv, quoted by the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef points out that the Rama talks about no near at all, or only near Vasov, or near Mitzchila Viatzov, which was the language of the Gemara. But the Beis Yosef calls Marib and Chaviv, that's what Rama calls the halacha. How about just near Mitzchila? In theory, fourth case. So where does that leave you? It's a pashup shot, and that's what the Rambam said. If that's the same in the year between myself. If you mix right away, you don't have to keep mixing liol and vod. You don't have to keep mixing until I take things out of the pot. The point is, near mitchila, near miyad. It's, if I mix right away, so then the flavor mixes, it blends evenly, and you're done. So that's what Rambam says. Near, the language near mitchila, vi atzof is lav dafka. The point is, near mitchila, as opposed to merely near basof. Merely near basof. So that's the worst of all worlds, because that's chanan, that's a two-step chanan setup. But near mitchila, so the language, the Rambam used the language of the Gemara, near mitchila itself. The point is near mitchila, near miyad, so that spreads the flavor, evenly. And then the Rambam picks up, with the first case. The case which the Gemara had said is not the machlokas atanam. That's what our Mishnah is talking about. Lo near klal. But first the question, then we'll take a look at the third case.
So there's really no distinction between not mixing and mixing at the end. Because the piece is still always aser, and the rest of the food in the pot is always mutter.
One second, no. If you don't mix at all, we'll have to see what the Rambam says. But partially, if you don't mix at all, the Gemara says, Mivla Bala, Mifla Lapala. everything else is kosher.
Right.
Yeah, but in a case that when you're near basof, which was the first case in the Shulchan Aruch,
right.
No, there it could potentially make everything treif.
Why?
Because initially the Tam Chalav sets into the first Chaticha, but then Levasov, you were Menayer or Mechasa, so at that point now you're mixing subsequently, after you had the chance for the first Chaticha to be Nasa's Nevela. So it depends, but let's say there's less than Shishim.
So there's less than
Shishim. Let's say I have five pieces of meat in the pan.
Right.
So the milk falls on the first piece of meat. So if the milk is tiny, at the beginning of Shulchan Aruch. If the milk is bottled on the first piece of meat, I'm good. But if it wasn't bottled on the first piece of meat, well, a teaspoon of milk splashes on the meat. It wasn't bottled b'shishim. Let's talk Ashkenazi terminology. It wasn't about the b'shishim, the first piece. So the first piece becomes treif. So if I just leave it alone, low near b'chalal, just carefully, when everything cools off, just carefully lift that first piece out. The first piece is treif, everything else is fine. But if instead of doing that, or if, on the other hand, if I was menar miyah, I see the milk falling on the piece of meat, and I'm diving for it, and I couldn't stop it in time, boom! The milk on the first piece of meat. What I should do is near mitchilatzo, be menar miyad, right away mix it, and then hopefully I will save everything, right? Because then I have better odds in terms of bitul shishim. But if I didn't do that and I just watch and see the milk settle into the meat, and then 2 minutes later, I'm like, oh, I should be menar, and so then everything's gonna be treif. Why? Because the first piece became treif. And then I start mixing, and now the meat is already treifed, and it's only four of the pieces of meat in the pot. That's some gravy. Could not possible shishim, right? So that's mashe'en okein. If I was low near bechlal, based on the Gemara, I should say the Gemara said mivla bala mivla palat. If you're not menayer, so the first piece becomes treif, but everything else is kosher. The problem, though, which is maybe what you're asking, is Ramad doesn't actually say that. The Ramah actually says, in the beginning, we skip before it's the end of the Ramah. The beginning of the Ramah says, V'chein, in lo near klal. V'chein? Oh, that was your point. It's the same? It's not the same. Lo near klal is very different, the Gemara said. The Ramah says, V'chein im lo near klal, lo b'tchi v'lo basov, v'lo kisa klal. So we expect him to say, the first chaticha is aser, unless you have shishim, the chaticha negativ is chal, but everything else is kosher. He doesn't say that. If you have shish in the whole pot, so then the first chatich is also everything else is kosher. Huh? What does that mean? That's bizarre. I don't understand, but if there isn't shishim, then everything is treif. Where'd that come from? And you're saying if there is shishim in the whole pot, so then the first chaticha is treif. But you don't want shishim neged the chaticha, you want shishim neged the tipa. That's such a bizarre, that's not even the same as near basov. It's like a fourth din. What is this? So the achronim are very upset. The shach and the tazer, and kiva ega, I was like, what's going on here? The gruz, the gruz seems to think maybe it's a tosofa in the Ramah. Got to fix the gear. So, what is read? So, there are a lot of approaches. The Chavis Das has an approach. Maybe let's just look. I want to look at the Shach. Let's look at the Shach. A real Charifus. Sivkat and Vav. V'chein im lo near im yeshishim b'kedayin yati baschalav. It says Tema. Shach says, what does this mean? What does this mean? I understand. Kishain shishim b'kedera nami yehim mutter. Let's say there isn't shishim in the pak nega the chal, but also mutter. Kevish lo nir klav, no san tamo, lo bosa chaticha atzma. Kedi yisa b'shah sa poskim. That's a good b'feir shakamar. The Baum Kup Chesna Beis, we learned it before. Mivla ki, lo nir klav, lo kisa klav. The Gemara said, mivla ba mifla polat. B'feir shakamar, and then join it from the Mishnah, Kup Chesna Beis. That's Rabbah argue with the Gemara. And the Rishon. The Chaimavur Behedya Balsak is a Ravid. Perak Tez Vilchot Machol Sassurus. The Ravid points out. Umavir Badake Moshe Bekotzer. The Ramah quoted the Ravid. What's going on here? The same Ramah. Then saying this difficult din. So says the Shach, I'll tell you the Pshat. You ready? Kishmak. Menirali. He says, and again, as we point out, and it's a strange type of in between. It's not even the din of near basof where you want shishim connected the whole pa connected the chaticha. You just want shishim connected the tipas chalav. What does that mean? He says, I'll tell you what it means. It goes back to where we started. Rashi and the Re. You know, a had to buy shishim b'kedera. That's imiktsas b'soch harotev. He says it's like a hokimta. Is there a case where it's not an island? Where it's not, no, where the chaticha that receives the tipas chalav is not sitting on an island. Rather, it itself is the island. It's half submerged. Oh. If I still listen to this chayrifas. This is chashmi. He says, so if it's a case where it's half submerged, so then it's a machlokas Rashi and Re, whether what. So according to Rashi, that's still your classical tipas chalav case. As long as it's not fully submerged, the milk only sells in the first chaticha, right? But according to the Re, no, it's half submerged. It's like rain near miyad, so it already spreads through the whole thing. Right? The Re would be mekel. That if it's half submerged, so then you could be mitzar if the whole potful to be mevatel that one tipas chalav. So the Shach says the Ramah is not sure how to paskin. Machlek is Rashi Re. Nishkin Pasha Tazach. Misafkale laharav. Harav is often used by the Shach to mean the Ramah. Ikaimelon Kari. Do we should paskin like the Re lahakal? The Arvatam Bakula? That because the initial chaticha is half in liquid, that spreads the tam chalav throughout everything immediately. Oh, Karashi, or no, maybe say like Rashi. If it's only half submerged, it doesn't leach the milk out. So that's why kedera mutter mimanav shecha. Oh, that's what he says. If there's shishim in the pot, not going to get the chaticha. This is not chanan. There's no two steps here. Either the milk settles in the first piece and stays there, or the milk immediately moves through the whole thing. According to Rashi, the milk went to the first piece and stays there. According to Re, since it's half submerged in liquid, it immediately spreads throughout. It's like near miyad. So the Ramah says, look, the Shach had said before, I think of Shipaskin like the Re, Lachel. The Shach says here, the Ramah didn't agree with me. The Ramah apparently was Masupak. So if the milk falls in a piece of meat, I have to be Machmer for Rashi. Even though it's half submerged, maybe this is considered a Chaticha Bifnei Atzma, the Chaticha is Aser. Oh. Now, but the Rashi also has a kula, which is the milk is less likely to be bottled, but on the other hand, it's only good if it's not bottled, it only trafes up the one piece. Riri is mekel in that it's more likely that it's all bottled and it's all mutter. But on the other hand, if it's not bottled, even connected the whole kedera, then the whole kedera is trafe. So the Ramah is machmer like both. So that's why if you don't have shishim, the whole kedera is treif, like the Re. But on the other hand, if you do have shishim, the whole kedera, so the Re would say everything is kosher, even the original chaticha. The Ramah isn't willing to make it like the Re. He says, no, you had shishim in the whole kedera, so that's very nice. So we'll let everything else be okay. But the first chaticha is going to be treif because of Rashi. So the in a case where you have shishim, and that's why it's not shishim connected to the chaticha, it's shishim connected to the tipas chalav. Because he says there's a mimanav shach. Hilkach ha-kedera mutter mimanav shach. The kedera, the rest of the kedera, other than the first chaticha, is mutter mimanav shach. In a case where you have shishim and the whole kedera connected to the tipas chalav. Why? According to the Re, the milk spread throughout and it became atal. According to Rashi, it didn't spread throughout. So that's why the rest of the keder is mutter imanav shecha. Well, the whole like the real like Rashi is mutter, but the initial chaticha is going to be aser chaticha asura. maybe we should be machmer like Rashi. Dilma eno ma'arva tam bekula. Eina keder metzdarev. Gevalda keshach. No? Beautiful. And then the Ramah is gorgeous. Well, what looked before like such a odd din, you need shishim, but not connected to chatich, connected to tipa. Boom! Yeah! It's not really based on any shita in the Gemara. It's a result of trying to be machmer for both deos. And once you start being machmer both deos, you end up practically with psakim that don't correspond to anything Gemara which you had. But again, to be clear, not because the Rishonim are trying to, not because the Ramah is ignoring the Gemara, chas v'shalom. He's just not sure which interpretation of the Gemara to accept. Rashi's interpretation or the Ri's interpretation. Rashi's great-grandson. As a result, he practically ends up with rules of thumb that are different than anything that were presented because you're trying to deal with the suffix of Rashi versus Ri. Okay. So now we have had all the three cases. Right? And the Tipas Chalav in terms of initial Chaticha and Machlokas Rashi Ri that Tosa already had raised. Tosa was passing like the Ri, but he just saw his things. Maybe the Ramah is Machir in both directions. And again, the three cases. Near Basof, near Mitchila Viatsof, or just near Mitchila, near Miad, and Lo near Kalal. Lo near Kalal. Okay. Let's just see Se'if Gimel. Because Se'if Gimel is really a Hosafa, so sort of another dimension of thinking about what happens in the case of Nir Basof. The case of Nir Basof, the case, which was the first case Shulchan Aruch Tekeh Mesev Beis, that was the case where Hanan comes into play. So the first Chaticha becomes Aser, and then subsequently your Menayer. So then, now that the first chaticha can potentially trafe up everything, unless your pan has 200 pieces of meat in it. So one, it's in a camp kitchen. So the milk fell, one piece of meat, that piece of meat is trafe. You weren't menayer right away, so that one piece of meat became trafe. There was not shishim in the piece of meat against the tipas chalav, just one piece of meat. But then, and then you let it sit there. So now it's trafe. And then you start mixing. So Hanan, okay, Hanan, but we don't hold the min labatel. So if you talk to have a shisha, 200 pieces of meat in the pan, so that one piece of meat, trafe piece of meat, is not going to give flavor to everything else. So everything else is kosher, right? But the one piece is trafe. So that's why he takes up and he comes back to in Sif Gimel with a new dimension. Kishenesra chaticha machmosachal. Right? And once the milk settles into the first chaticha, if the chaticha itself, first chaticha alone, is not enough to mevatel the chalav, nas is called a chaticha iser. Chanan. The imbishlam acheros, before he's talking about a case of near basov, or you took the piece of meat, you actually threw it into a new pot, and you cooked it together. Okay, as the case may be, tzarech shishim mevatel kulam. That's the thing we had before. Near basov, you need shishim. And the rest of the pot connected that first chaticha. You might have it. Let's say you have shishim. So then what? So all the other pieces stay kosher. The camp kitchen, 200 pieces of meat. The first piece number one becomes treif because of tipas chalav. But then subsequently you mix it up or you throw it into a pot. So everything else is kosher. But the first piece is treif. In makira mashlicha. You got to fish out the initial piece, because that remains treif. Acheros mitaris, everything else is kosher. What happens if ain't no makira? I'll close with this. Let's say ain't no makira. Let's say you don't recognize which piece is which. You mix them all, near basov, or you put into a new pot, fisho. And now I don't even know what the original one is. Gevalt, now I have 200 pieces of meat in the pan. One of them is treif, 199 akasha. So now what? what should be the din? So Shulchan Aruch says, and it's really based on this part, this aspect is based on the sugya in the previous parak in Gita Anasher, Mishnah Tzadivav and the Gemara in Davkuf, Harotev Mutter. So the gravy is Mutter. There's one piece of, one of these 200 pieces is treif. The other 199 pieces are kosher. So the Shulchan Aruch says, look, the gravy is fine. The vegetables are fine because they're clearly not that treif a piece of meat. It's not a piece of meat at all. It's a carrot. It's a spoonful of broth. Harotev Mutter. The liquid, the gravy is Mutter. Chol chatichas asuras. All the chatichas are treif. Wow. All the chatichas are treif. All the chatichas are treif. Why is that? So that truth is, Shavaram explains. It comes from, again, where does it come from? The Mishnah Tzadivav, the Mishnah. We may have a chance to see this previously. Tzadivav and Beis and Gernasha. The end of the Mishnah. We had previously looked at the beginning of the Mishnah, where you cook the hindquarters with the Gernasha still in it. That was one of the sources of the Mishnah is for noticing time. But then the sefer of the Mishnah says, Gid Anasha is Bashal Magidim. You have a Gid Anasha which you cook together with other Gidim. So if you're Makiro, if you can identify which is the Gid Anasha, you pull it out, and if it doesn't give time to the rest is kosher. But in Lav, if you're Eno Makiro, Kul Asur, they're all Asur. But the Rotev has been Osen Tam. But I don't know which of these Gidim is the problematic one. A whole pot full of nerves. One of the 200 nerves. One of the 200 nerves is the Gernasha. If I can pull it out, to pull out everything else kosher. If I can't pull out, I have to throw all the gizim. But the gravy will be kosher. Or chaticha shal levela, chaticha shal dag tame. Same thing. If you can recognize which is a tray for one, benos and tam. So you pull it out, and if it doesn't give tam to the rest is kosher. If not, kulan asuz harotiv benos and tam. So how come? Because what we have here really is there are two layers going on. There's a Taruvus Lach Balach and Taruvus Yavish B'Yavish. Taruvus Lach Balach in the sense that all the flavors are intermingling. Right? So the Rote, for instance, has flavor of this Trefa piece. So you have to figure out, is there no Sintam or not? Or we would, Ashram say, is there Shishim or not? So Taruvus Lach Balach, Shishim solves the problem. Now, a Taruvus Yavish B'Yavish is, aside from the intermingling of flavors, you have Shishim. So the you have 200 pieces of meat. One of them is treif. So I'm not worried about the flavor of the treif a piece getting into the rest, because in terms of the lach balach, the intermingling of flavors, but it's still a question of identity. Which is the non-kosher piece? 200 pieces of meat in a lineup, and I can't pick out the one that's treif. That's the term. On that level, it's haruvus yavish b'yavish. And normally the rule should be yavish b'yavish batel b'rov. Maybe sometimes you draw bonin, you require shishim when they're different flavors. Here it's all the same flavor. So she really brought up broke. Or at the very worst, you draw bonin, shishim. But he would say, no, the shishim is still a soul trade. Why? So the answer is, this is really more in the world of Tarubis, as the Shach points out, the really belongs to the simon kuf aleph. There are exceptions. There are cases when there's no bittel, biyavish, biyavish. So we've seen along those lines, the min b'mina, but we pass the min b'mina is batal. But there are cases where usually midrabanan, something is significant enough that it's not batal. That's the Shulchan Aruch quotes here. Im chaticha sa'isa ru'uyu lehizkabed. Chaticha ru'uyu lehizkabed is a large piece of meat, large is significant enough that you could give it, it would be a classy item to give. You can mechabed someone else with it. It's not just a little piece of meat. This is a sizable, this is a steak. Chaticha ru'ila hiskabed. This is such a significant piece of meat, it doesn't become batal. In general, most of the exceptions to bitl, yavesh b'yavesh, where the item itself has such significance, you can't just say it loses identity to the rov. No, each item is very significant. So chaticha ru'ila hiskabed, a large, significant piece of meat that has social cachet, it's not just a meatball. So then it doesn't become batal. So that's why, in Makira, if you can pick it out, so pick it out. If it wasn't no time, everything else is mutter. If you can't pick it out, so then All the non-meat will be mutter, assuming that it's bitzel b'shishim, but all the pieces of meat, one of them is treif, the rest are kosher, and because these are large, significant chatichas, chatichu l'skabed, you know there's no bitzel b'rov. So even though they're 200 pieces of meat, one of them is treif, 199 are kosher, but since chatichu l'skabed, it doesn't become batel, and all 200 pieces have to go in the garbage. So that's Siv Gimel is an important footnote in terms of practical implementation of specific of the three sub cases of Tipas Chalav, specific the case of Nir Basov. Nir Basov, and there is Shishim in the rest of the Kedera Keneged, the original Chaticha. So the Chaticha is Aster, and the other pieces are Mutter. Or a case of no Nir at all, and you let it cool down. But now just practically, I don't know which piece is which. So then you have this added issue of the Yavish B'Yavish, of the, I don't know which Chaticha is which, and Chaticha Rulis Kabeit gets in the way of the din of Bitzel Berov. Okay, Mitzvah, next time, I think we're going to bring closure to these to this course to give Tipas Chalav. Next time, we take a look at Sif Dalet. The Machlokas HaRishonim, is there such a thing as Chanan outside of Basu B'chalav? Chanan B'shari Yisru, it's a big Machlokas HaRishonim. They pick that up. Very, very lengthy Ramaz, as you see in Sif Dalet. The Mitzvah Shem, that will be our focus next week. And then already, after that, a fresh set of Maram Kamos, for the end of the Sim, there are more important dinim beyond the first four Sifim, a lot of very practical dinim. So the beginning is very important in Lumdus in terms of conceptual framework. It doesn't necessarily come up that often. Actually, the end of Sadi Beis is going to be a number of practical scenarios, such as, let's just give you two practical scenarios that will come up later in the Sim and Sadi Beis. One is when stuff splashes on the outside of a pot. You have too much going on the stovetop at the same time, and some of the chicken soup splattered on the outside of the milk pot. Now what? That's one case of the end of Sim and Sadi Beis. Another case of the end of Sim and Sadi Beis is what do you do when you have steam? You have some fleishiks up top, and you have an open pan of milk, and the steam is coming up. So are you worried about steam? You're not worried about steam?
Wait a minute, the steam is coming from the milk?
Yeah, you're heating a pan of milk, and up above you are drying some meat. You have some salamis hanging. And the milk steam, is that a problem or not? You say, is the milk steam milchik, or is milk steam parv? Is milk steam hot? Is milk steam cold?
Great, so
so that's exactly. So the end of Sim and Sadi begins. The beginning of Sim and Sadi Beis, sort of the Yisodos. The end of Sim and Sadi Beis is going to be the sort of the practical halachal ma'aseh. Shashka chavra.